Thank you. Well, let's talk about what I have left. What's this crime of moral turpitude stuff, and why does it matter, and where is it going? I'm going to do this sketchily. Crime of moral turpitude matters. We're going to talk about what it is in a moment. Crime of moral turpitude matters because, with certain exceptions, if you have been convicted of a crime of moral turpitude or admitted the essential elements of one, you are inadmissible. That's Section 212A2A. Probably one of the biggest problems our clients ever face. Once they get here, our clients face 237A2A1. If you're convicted of a crime of moral turpitude committed within 5 years, blah, 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 after the date of admission, and a sentence of 1 year or more can be imposed, then you're deportable. That's really broad, because a Texas Class A misdemeanor, a sentence of 1 year can be imposed. And this says 1 year or more. Watch that. I'll tell a story about it in a minute if I have time. The crime of moral turpitude is not defined in the statute. It's been litigated and relitigated forever. The accepted definition now reads, and I'll cut it short, moral turpitude refers generally to conduct which is inherently base, vile, or depraved. That sounds awful. And contrary to the accepted rules of morality and the duties owed between persons to society in general. Moral turpitude has been defined as an act which is per se morally reprehensible and intrinsically wrong, or malum in se, blah, 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 blah. It's awful.